Welcome to the Helena Podcast with Huey No Sleep. This podcast reigns from the studio hidden behind the Old Town Waterfalls.
Hello, Helena. Today is July the 27th, Monday. I've just gotten back from the city council meeting, which addressed the issues of the dog leash laws and the requirement to have a permit to sell your car in Helena. Both measures were going to be ran across the city attorney, but what it sounds like, dog leash law would only affect when there's big events in the parks, and it would affect ball games. And for the laws dealing with whether you can sell your car without a permit, they said you can sell one at a time, up to three a year, in your own driveway, and it had more definitions dealing with what would be considered a vehicle, like a moped or a four-wheeler or a boat or a trailer. The big exciting news is that Bo Bice wanted to have a charity concert in Helena on September the 26th. I don't want to give too many details, so let's go to the interview that happened at San Antonio earlier tonight. All right, we're sitting here after an exciting meeting that just happened with Steve Scorey, Lee Brattini, Joy Childers, Judy Ellington, Cher Scorey,
Laura Parks,
and they're about to give us a 5-minute summary of what's the big event that's happening. Bo Bice came to Joy Childers to talk to her about a concert in honor of Larry Childers. And Steve, you've worked with...
I've been involved in a number of charity events over the years. Some of it was a crawfish bowl when we gave money to the UAB Conference for Cancer Center, Lymphoma Society of Birmingham. And I've also played in a band, and I've played music in bands for about the last 8 years. Bo had come to me for our band to play with him in his concert for this charity event in honor of Larry Childers. So he actually called Joy to tell me he wanted to do a special concert for her in honor of Larry, and he called me for our band to play with him for the concert and for me to line up a couple of other bands to play for the event as well.
Okay, what's the name of your band?
Rock Candy.
Rock Candy, okay. Well, tell us, it's going to be Poker Run and a
concert. Smoking Gun Poker Run.
And the name of the festival, I'm sorry, is Jamming.
It's Jamming.
Jamming at the Helena Junction.
Jamming at the Junction,
all right.
Helena, Alabama, September 26th.
All right. Give us a quick rundown about what's going to be there, either one of y'all.
Go ahead. Well, we're going to start with the poker run, the smoke and gun poker run,
which all proceeds will go to the Helena Fire Explorers and the Helena Police Explorers.
All right.
And it'll be a motorcycle ride. Going to start that morning. Bo Bice is going to lead off the ride, and they're going to go on their route and with their cards and their T-shirts that were designed by Dave Rankin.
And there'll be prizes with it. You get a poker card each stop, and there'll be a prize involved on it. And then after that, there's going to be
a car show,
and after the car show, there's going to be a lineup of concerts.
Correct.
With Bo Bice finishing off the whole show.
Bo Bice will finish off the show. We'll have some Helena bands, Alexa Rankin, I believe, and the Overalls, and Unshackled, which is a gospel bluegrass, and then Two Blue Plus Band. Yeah.
Which is a terrific local blues band here in Birmingham.
They just won
the blues competition from the Birmingham Blues Society again. I think they won 3 out of the last 4 years. And then after that, Rock Candy will be playing for approximately an hour, rock and roll. And then Bo will be playing with us, I guess, from 9 to 10.
So this is a major concert that's coming to Helena. You know,
yes.
On par with some of the big ones that come to Birmingham.
Well, I do think so. And, of course, the fact that Bo lived in Helena when he was on American Idol and loves Helena and has completely supported him so well, and he appreciated it so much. This town was on fire when Bo was on American Idol, and we just really were there, and the kids would line up in the parking lot at Publix, and we had art contests and supported him, and he loves this town, and because of it, he wants to give back, and he really cared about my husband, my late husband Larry, and this was something he wanted to do. He came and sang at his funeral, wrote a song for Billy Powell, who was the keyboardist for Lynyrd Skynyrd, and never finished it. And then when he found out that Larry had passed away, he finished the song and came and sang it for him. And this is something that he wanted to do in honor and in memory of him and his town, Helena.
This is a charity event, so all the money is going to go to our charity fund. So any money you spend there is like a donation.
Absolutely. It's a donation, and it will go to various charities, the firefighters, Bubby Explorers, and Police Explorers, the Kiwanis Club, which Larry was very involved with and loved his Kiwanis Club, and the Scholarship Fund for the Deaf. Larry's, both my husband's parents were profoundly deaf, and that is something that's a very close to our safe house, which both he and I have supported for many, many years, and I'm on the board at Safe House, and also the amphitheater. And the one thing that Bo did want done before anything else is he wanted a memory bench put in the amphitheater in Larry's name.
Well, great.
So it's a jamming at the junction.
And there's going to be a lot of out-of-town people, because if Bo, I mean, in the past when Bo came, it was sort of like a sneak. He kind of snuck into town, did his concert, ran out. But this one's actually on his website as one of his concerts. So there's going to be a lot of out-of-town people coming here.
Absolutely. Oh. And, of course, the artwork is done by Dave Rankin. The shirts are incredible. I can't wait for anybody to see them. The concert shirts are amazing. The shirts for the Smoking Gun Poker Run are amazing. Right. And everybody's going to want 1, 2, 5, 20, whatever you want.
Well, super. Wonderful. Anything else?
Well, and everybody that's involved is coming as volunteers.
Yeah, it's a huge group. It's like 40 people actually involved, and this is just the beginning.
Wow.
But we're 8 weeks out, so we're looking for corporate sponsors. We're looking for a lot of people to step forth and get into the VIP area with some corporate tables and stage sponsors. And there's a number of ways. We're asking for a donation the day of the event to come into the area in front of the stage, but it is a free concert for those that want to come and that can't donate can come as well.
Okay, well, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're absolutely welcome.
That's it.
Thank you.
That's it for the podcast. It's time for me to get ready for the poker run, which will be in 8 weeks. I'll be the one riding the tricked out moped. One other thing, when we were shutting down San Antonio Grill yesterday, you could probably hear them moving tables and putting the chairs up. Does anyone speak Spanish who could tell me what they were saying? I was just curious. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Enjoy Helena. I'll see ya. Bye.